From the word ghost, baby.
And welcome back to From the Word Ghost. This is a completely different, chilled kind of podcast what you normally get.
Not really something we've done before. We're just sitting and talking.
Sitting, chilling, char grilling.
You'll probably hate it.
And guess what? It's free content, so we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, this is...
We could sort of say what we fucking like on this episode, to a degree.
Brother, yeah.
Maybe. I could see Jamie Careful. Break into a sweat.
I went for the stop button straight away.
I was going to get a dad talking to, just like, no, we won't fucking talk about whatever we want, Aaron, will we? Yeah, so a lot of stuff's been going on recently, which is why we've been a bit more sporadic with uploading content of late.
We just want to take a moment really to talk about what's been happening and why we've missed weeks, basically, because I think we started this year off and we're like, you know what, we're not going to miss one fucking week.
Yeah.
52 goddamn fucking episodes.
We're going to reach 100 6 months in. Trust me, we're going to smash it out. And yeah, then just shit started going downhill. 2024,
I had different plans for us, brother.
Literally, I had a couple of weeks of just chill.
Yeah.
This looks like a good year. Naive little Aaron just wandered into a fucking booby trap of shit,
yeah,
pretty much.
But we don't want to go too much into it. We'll just say, like, at the beginning of the year, my partner had a family death. And then from there on, my granddad died. And then on the week of his funeral, the day of his funeral, your granddad died.
Yep. A couple of weeks before that, my brother-in-law passed away as well.
Unexpectedly, out of
the blue.
So yeah, it's just been a fucking mad year.
It has been a fucking nightmare. It has been the worst start to any year ever.
And we've had a few times where, like, we've had messages on the Friday when we usually release it saying, where is it? And maybe we should have put posts up where more frequently when we haven't, but...
Some of the episodes that you've heard, and you probably could have guessed in some mannerisms, but it's been fucking tough to try and put on a fucking funny facade.
And go for it. But... I'd say now we're getting back into the groove of it, for sure. Like, the last few have felt really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just one of those things where you're just going to have to bear with us a bit on it.
Yeah, and the whole point of this is obviously you guys as listeners deserve to know. Obviously, we won't tell you too much of our personal lives because, you know, that's none of your fucking business. But yeah, we thought you guys should know.
Yeah, exactly.
Least a tiny bit about us.
Personally. A little bit of an insight into the depressive lives.
Listen, we don't just talk depressive. We're about it.
We talk the talk. We walk the walk.
Panic attacks daily.
But yeah, that's all we really wanted to come on here for, just like 5-10 minutes, talk about that, mention a few things. We want to say that we're working on video. We've said it in the past, but by the summer, we will have videos up for the podcast as well. And I believe we're trying to get them on Spotify and on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. What else is there, Aaron?
We're also going to be taking on part two of this year. And this is another thing we need to apologise for because we're really looking forward to getting the tarot cards, getting that reading done and potentially building some merch off of that as well. But like we say, it's just been a shit storm. But, I mean, what better time to get tarot reading than when half of your family dies, am I right? You know?
The thing is, we started the year and it looked good. Everything was fine. We did that part one of the tarot reading with all intention to, within 2 weeks of that, have had the tarot read and had an edited episode. And then fucking... I get told that my granddad's about to die.
Yeah, my granddad gets sick.
Exactly.
Your granddad dies And then my depression just wanted to trump yours because I said sayonara to two family members.
You just fucking swooped in and stole my thunder. Motherfucker.
Oh, but it sounds bad because we're laughing, but we are deeply sad.
It's one of those things. I think like both me and Aaron have been around death for so much with this podcast and in our general lives that you just got to kind of keep lighthearted about it. We're all going to die at the end of the day.
And to be fair, like if I message any one of my other friends about the shit that's gone on, like I messaged a couple of people. I didn't really want to burden a lot of people with what was going on, but you had some people like, oh my god, if you need anything, fucking, and they send you like a paragraph and they won't leave you alone or anything. But when I talk to Jay, we're so fucking in tune with how each other are. It's just like, wow, that's fucking shit, man. Jay's just like, my granddad's on death doors. I'm like, oh man, fucking shit that.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, my granddad's dead too, Jay. He's like, oh, lol. Fuck. Lol. 2024, eh? But it's been nice just to, obviously you're no stranger to fucking big losses, Jay.
Yeah,
you
of
fucking
course.
Seem to have them frequently.
Thanks. Thank you, Jesus.
But it's nice to have someone that genuinely understands, and you
yeah
can
of
fucking
course
have a mindless chat, and you know the other person's hurting, but you could just crack on and fucking make
it.
Each other laugh. So
you got to joke about it. Like this is what I say all the time, because at the time I didn't really understand. When my mum was dying, she used to joke about her dying all the fucking time. We went to I think it was Hyde Park or something like that. One of the gardens, you know, you pay to get in, you see flowers, or whatever. And she was in a wheelchair. It was obvious she was not well.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, obviously, I was more involved in it, but it was obvious that she had cancer, and she was, like, not, yeah. But who knows to the outside view. But they offered her, a lifetime membership.
Oh, my God.
And I just remember her.
They're probably sitting there, like, easiest 25 quid we've ever made.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sorry.
But I remember sitting there and, like, not knowing what to say, and she just pissed herself laughing. I was just like, don't think I'll be needing that, really. So I think from that kind of era of my life, you just got to laugh about it.
Yeah.
You laugh about it or you cry about it.
I think since being a dad as well, I've just had that sort of mindset recently where it's just like, no matter what, I've got to get up for work in the morning. Like, the world don't fucking stop for 100%. This shit. It's sad, but, you know, whoever passed wouldn't want you to sit there and fucking mope about, would they? So
yeah, definitely, mate.
You just got to crack on.
I agree.
But also, out of the depresso side of this little episode we're bringing to you, we've got a special episode coming up in August, we're going to say.
Yes, it's going to be tonight for our second birthday, the podcast's second birthday.
Fucking 2 years.
Aaron's mum is going to make cupcakes, and I will get them this time.
I did eat
I
every
swear
single
to God.
One of them before.
So, do you want to explain a bit about what we're doing for that one?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Right, thanks, guys.
No, we're going to gather as many listeners' stories as possible, and we're going to have almost like a festival. Not a festival.
I didn't know about festival.
But just a big listeners' story.
All you listeners can come to Aaron's flat. We're going to have a festival there.
We've got to be fucking pumping, y'all. No,
Stone Sour will be headlining. We don't know how we're going to fit them in yet, but somehow.
Listen.
When there's a will, there's
a
way.
I'm sure you can fit a drum set in the kitchen. No, not a festival. We're going to have like a special listener story episode where we just go through a shitload of listener stories and have a right fucking laugh.
Yes, so in order for us to do that and for that to be good, we need you guys to submit your episodes.
Yes.
The well is dry.
It's
the well is
dry.
But we haven't been pushing it. We kind of got into this point where listener stories, to tag them on the end of the episode, seemed like a lot. We always want the episode to be quite short. We don't want to be a podcast where the episodes are like an hour and a half long.
Nah.
Because I listen to episodes that are that long of other podcasts, but they're mainly not funny. And the longer they are...
Absolute burn on your podcast. Your shitty ass podcast ain't funny. We fit an hour's worth of funny into 15, 20 minutes.
No, not what
How's
I meant.
That?
I meant,
tell your fucking nan about that. Go fuck yourself, other podcast.
I meant not supposed to be funny.
Yes.
They're not supposed to be funny. When I listen to something funny, I want it to be like a sitcom. Half hour long, boom, done.
Cram some small amount of time and energy into...
We're not the kind of podcast that you come to for intricate details about crimes or historic events, right?
Absolutely fucking not, because I could barely read three-letter words.
Or say them. I could barely read...
words.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. Yeah. That's our podcast. So tagging the episodes on at the end, just it kind of got a bit monotonous, right?
Yeah. So that, plus the world was going dry.
Yeah, the world was dry. But also that is our decision. Okay,
yeah, it is our decision. It's not your decision. We merely adapted to make the episodes. And it was something me and Jay discussed about, almost a year ago.
Yeah, just, it must be.
I had to make the episodes longer, pretty much.
Yeah, for sure.
So you lot are making my job shit. Yeah. Let me tell you. I blame all of you.
But I think from August and going forward, we'll just do maybe like once every 2 or 3 months, we'll do a listener special. And we'll just collect everyone's stories, and that's how we will process
it. Eventually, I'd like to do it as like a Patreon thing. Obviously, when we grow and a Patreon, like you see these podcasts, they just read off your name at the end of an episode. No, I want to do something a bit more personal.
We've got your story on it. Yeah,
yeah. If you send us out your story, we're going to read it out. No matter what. Maybe not that next week.
Maybe not, no matter what, either. Let's say, just a whole page of a story that just says cunt 1,500 times. And they're like, well, you said no matter what, Aaron.
But yeah, other than that, Jay, have you got anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. I think that's it, really. It's just an informal little chat to let you all know what's going on in our lives, really. Why it has been a bit sporadic. And although we are making every effort now, from this point on to try and meet every Friday, there are going to be some that we just can't do because that's life.
That
baby.
Is life.
Until that's you showbiz, baby.
Until
that's
you guys
showbiz.
Pay my bills, it's not my problem, okay? Got my own shit to deal with.
Shall we wrap it up there?
Yeah, you wanted personal, AJ. This is what I'm like to my friends.
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
I'm an absolute melt.
Let's go.
Right. I don't know how to sign off on this.
I was just about to say,
so fucking laid back. See ya.
I think we'll just say leave a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Please, come on. We do it in the most formal way usually because it's built into the script, but it would help us out. If you could just go, look, you're probably on the podcast listening platform now. How else would you be hearing this?
And you guys get
it's just there. I can see it. I can see it from the internet.
Scroll up half an inch. Scroll up.
I can practically touch the button.
Also, you guys get ratty when you don't get a fucking 20-minute episode, but it takes you 2 seconds to scroll up and fucking click 5 stars.
Just click it right now.
I mean, we'll fucking... do weekly episodes as long as you keep fucking pushing them 5 stars.
Hell yeah, baby. And on that note, have a spooky week. That's the sign up for this one.
See you later, losers.
Bye.